Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 75. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 55. Mostly sunny on Tuesday with our high nearing 80. Then clear skies throughout Tuesday night with a low around 59. Warming up throughout Wednesday, sunny with our high of 88. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies 67 throughout Wednesday night and more sun on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 57 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's back to school season across the state of Kansas, with school districts starting over the past week and going into the next weeks here as well across the state, with Kansas Highway Patrol warning and reminding individuals that are on the road to be aware of school buses and children that are out and about.
Back to school brings those school buses, and people need to make sure that they're watching out for those school buses. School buses are carrying, you know, the youth of Kansas, and there is nothing more important than the safety of those children. So when you're approaching a school bus, you need to be cautious. If their yellow lights turn on and start flashing, you can expect that stop arm is going to come out. Their red lights will start flashing, and everybody is required to stop for those school buses. And there is nothing more important than the safety of those kids, like I said before. So if you're approaching a school bus, those stop arms are out. You have to stop for that bus.
Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
While the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. The city of Great Bend, Kansas, says that they have a shortage when it comes to city workers and have announced that they are raising their entry-level wages for their employees, going up to $15.50 an hour starting on August 20th. KSN News reports that according to the city of Great Bend, they also say, along with the raise in wages, they also have great benefits packages as they are looking for numerous different full-time and part-time positions within the city that include the city of Great Bend Police Department custodian, firefighter, and MT, along with paramedic positions, police officers, and seasonal mower and maintenance workers within the city. According to the officials, they say it has been an ongoing concern for many cities across the state of Kansas with competitive wages and benefits, with the ongoing labor force issues, as they say they provide equal employment and advancement opportunities for all individuals, and they're encouraging you to go online to check them out online at ks-greatbend.com. According to the Kansas Labor Department, most law enforcement and city worker positions are still understaffed across the state.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's been a busy year for the North Platte Regional Airport, saying that they have officially renewed their contract with SkyWest Airlines after saying that as of July, it was the top 10 months for boarding since the project began back in 2018. KNOP News Channel 2 reports the airline will operate under the SkyWest charter with 30 passenger seats and provide 12 weekly round trips to the city of Denver, Colorado. As the new contract has been sent to the U.S. Department of Transportation for approval, as according to the airport manager, they say that overall near 1,340 42 people flew out of the North Platte area last month alone. And so far for the year, at the end of July, 7,566 passengers have boarded flights at the airport. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, the North Platte Regional Airport had also received a bid from Northern Pacific Airways, but that proposal was declined. The airport manager of the regional airport is encouraging any public officials to submit letters to the Department of Transportation to support the approval by August 22nd.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week voted unanimously to offer the escort program to treat Cerisa Lespediza up to a $10,000 limit for the treatment of 160 acres per applicant beginning August 14th at the recommendation of Public Works. Summer rains have aggravated the noxious weed problem. Application is suggested after the bud bloom stage mid-September through October before first frost. The program had previously been offered in 2021. Application and additional information available through the Public Works Office. After a public hearing with no comments, commissioners recently approved a road vacation of a portion of Quivira Road from 11th Terrace to 12th Road. Property owners will soon be receiving statements with information regarding potential increase or decreases in property taxes due to upcoming budget and levy settings. These are not tax bills. Anyone with questions should contact the county appraiser's office. Washington County Sheriff advised the state is getting short on available beds and reportedly may be reaching out to counties for additional space. Kansas Department of Corrections is familiar with the Washington County Jail, which was used for long-term prisoners with no problems in the past, and staff is familiar with protocol. The jail currently houses 28, including overflow from Gage and Saline counties in Nebraska. These generate additional revenue for the county, and they recently purchased another patrol vehicle with inmate commissary funds. Interviews were conducted recently for the communications director position. Gloria Moore advised Washington County Commissioner she would be stepping down, but would remain as tourism director until a replacement is found. County Health Director has applied for a $68,000 grant toward workforce development services and training. The Washington County 2024 budget hearing is set for August 21st. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Budget hearing for Nemahal County for 2024 will be September 18th, 10 a.m. at the courthouse. Nearly $10 million increase in assessed valuations for a total topping $235 million will allow holding the mill levy steady while generating an additional $209,000 in tax revenue of $15.1 million. Commissioners spoke with the county attorney regarding maintenance and care of abandoned cemeteries and discussed establishing a committee to perhaps include city administrators, mayors, business, and banking officials to consider housing, growth, and development opportunities. Nemahal County will host the Northeast Kansas Officials Meeting later this year. Gage County Board of Supervisors voted to declare September 14th as Big Give Gage Day. Discussion was held regarding county health insurance plans, noting self-insurance has saved money versus a fully insured plan. Specialty drug reimbursement is an issue, and the county will look at options for additional savings on the pharmaceutical side. An informational employee meeting will be held. Attendance at the Gage County Fair was down some 25% to 30% this year. Additional comments were heard recently during another public hearing regarding a hog confinement facility in Hanover Township near Adams. Planning and Zoning had held a previous public meeting, voting 5-1, recommending approval by supervisors, who added amendments including buffer tree planting and groundwater monitoring. A motion to approve the conditional use permit was passed on a 5-2 vote, with Shuler and Dorn voting no. A representative with Tallgrass Energy spoke with supervisors about adding a pipeline for CO2 transmission, which is an expansion conversion of an existing line. They operate in 14 states. Harold A. Gatchella, age 87, of Steiner, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Huray Mortuary of Pawnee City. Interment the Table Rock Cemetery, with Huray Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Harold Gatchella. Your news on your time. Download a podcast of our morning and midday news blocks on KNDY, available on our website, KNDYradio.com, and on our Facebook page. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken, cornbread, cheesy potatoes, broccoli, and peaches. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, and pears. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and cooler today with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Staying a bit warmer on Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Then clear skies into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southwest winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still sunny into Thursday with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. Staying clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Warming up again throughout Friday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. And clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-70s. And still warmer on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-August, 90. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 67. The record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:25. Sunrise in the morning, 6:39. 0.20 of an inch in our rain gauge Sunday morning, and just a few sprinkles Sunday evening. Sunny and a pleasant 62 this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 14th of August. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Witness the cutting-edge humor that catapulted stars like Steve Carell, Tina Fey, Keegan-Michael Key, Stephen Colbert, Chris Farley, and even Mike Myers. As the most influential name in comedy, The Second City comes to Marysville High School Friday, August 18th at 7 p.m. Experience a night of laughter and brilliance as the next rising stars of Comedian Rhapsody deliver their best sketch comedy, songs, and trademark improv. Tickets are $15 and available by calling or texting 785-859-4260 or online at marshallcountyarts.org.
The Braves can't complete the sweep. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Braves and Mets wrapped up their four-game series in New York on Sunday Night Baseball. The Bravos took an early 3-0 lead on the Mets. New York got one back in the third, and then in the fifth, with four runs already in, Rafael Ortega added more.
2-2 to Ortega. Swing and a liner to right field. That's a base hit. In to score Narvaez. Vientos coming to the plate. The throw from Acuna cut off.
Howie Rose, WCBS, with the call. A six-run frame en route to a 7-6 Mets win. The Giants hosting the AL West leading Rangers. Bottom 10, Texas leading 2-1, but the Giants had a man on.
Here's the 1-1. Bailey blasts one down the left field line toward the corner. It is a home run over the left field wall.
Call on KNBR. Patrick Bailey's walk-off home run lifted the Giants past the Rangers 3-2 and 10. Orioles center fielder Cedric Mullins wasn't in the starting lineup for the tilt at Seattle, but still factored in it, robbing M's first baseman Ty France of a home run in the bottom of the ninth, then in the top of the tenth.
3-2 to Mullins. He hits another one in the air to right field and deep. It's way back there to the warning track. He goes, and it's gone!
The call on WBAL, Mullins' two-run blast the difference, O's top the Mariners 5-3-10. The Dodgers make it 8 in a row. Final score, Dodgers 8, Rockies 3. Twins shut out the Phillies 3-0. Brewers top the White Sox 7-3. The Marlins scored 6 runs in the ninth to shock the Yankees 8-7. Guardians beat the Rays 9-2. Blue Jays crushed the Cubs 11-4, and the Angels edged the Astros 2-1. MLB is investigating social media posts involving Rays shortstop Wander Franco. He did not travel with the team to San Francisco. Jalen Brunson finished perfect from the field, shooting 9-for-9 as the U.S. beat Spain 99-88 in a pre-World Cup exhibition. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
When Mother Nature takes a toll on your home or business, you need a reliable local contractor you can trust. That contractor is Peak Construction, handling siding, gutters, windows, and roofing materials from our local lumber yards. For any size job, be it large or small, the call you need to make is to Peak Construction. Guaranteed free cost estimates and trash removal with every job. When damage strikes your home, don't wait for the out-of-town contractors. Call 785-562-6380. From storm damage siding to full roof replacements, put Peak Construction to work for you.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Monday, August the 14th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. We're going to get a grains report from Dan O'Brien with Kansas State University.
When we look at Kansas City, hard red winter wheat, the hard red crops pretty well harvested, almost all harvested, at least in Kansas. And you so the September contract, 767. Again, we're seeing that below $8. I don't know that you can say we've had a tremendous crop, but there are enough other things happening around the world. Some wheat sounding like it's been brought into the U.S. to mitigate price rallies, so you have all that in play. And I would say from a technical or charting point of view, that corn on the September contract been down to about 472 within the last basically month or so. So we're getting down to areas that if we go below, and the impetus, if we have large crops come out of these reports, we could go lower than that. Then we really have to reassess, are we looking at 450 to 475 or just where we go for corn. For the soybean situation, again, we've closed at 1350 for the September contract, 1352, a little bit, about 30-40 cents higher than the November contract. But again, general tight situation in the world. Well, I guess I step back a second. When the U.S. lowered our acreage, 4 million acres made a big impact on the size of our crop. And we have recently closed down about 1330 or so for that September contract. Historically, we've gotten as low as about $1.30 or $1.40. So if anything, soybeans have really held up at a little bit better in all of this than corn has. But again, we'll see what the final numbers come out with in these reports that we have in hand.
That's your ag news.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
The Nemaha County Nebraska Fair is just around the corner, and Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel encourages everyone to come on out and explore the 4-H exhibits the kids have worked so hard on. The fun starts August 13th. See you there, Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn, prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Midwest Land and Home is holding a land auction Saturday, August 26th, 10 a.m. at the FNB Bank Community Room in Washington. Up for auction is 480 acres of northern Washington County land being sold in four tracts. Tracts 1, 3, and 4 are predominantly native grass pasture with excellent water and good fences. Tract 2 is an 80-acre tract with 52 acres of cropland, 10 acres of hay meadow, and the remainder being excellent wildlife habitat. Tracts are located approximately 11 miles north of Washington, Kansas, between Washington County State Lake and the Nebraska border. All tracts are easily accessible from good county and township gravel roads. This area is known for its excellent native grass pasture and giant white-tailed deer habitat. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bidders must register no later than 12 p.m. Thursday, August 24th. For information or to view these great properties, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Mark Ulick at 785-747-8568. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Many farming operations in Kansas are family businesses. K-State law professor Roger McOwen discusses cases where having a family farming operation created conflict within the family and business.
A family farm or ranch is a great workplace. It's always great to work with family members, and you're the recipient and steward of a legacy that's going to stretch for generations. And there's a subset of farming operations that do plan to have the business continue in the family for subsequent generations, not just the immediate one, but on down into the future. And we have a number of those century farms and ranches in Kansas. So it can be a good job. Some would say it's the best job in the world.
He says that being able to operate as a common business can be difficult when the business is family.
We're working with family members, and you get a family member that's not really doing their job very well, it's difficult to impossible to fire a family member. It's not very easy to do that, and it creates a lot of tension. And also, we should always compensate labor on the farm at a market rate, and we tend not to do that with family members. But we have to adopt practices that are common to non-family businesses, and that's the key point. That will help ensure the viability of a family farm or ranch, while at the same time allowing you to keep your benefits of working in agriculture with those that you love. And so that's the tough part of a family venture.
McOwen reviews a case that is an example of a family farming operation not going smoothly.
Yeah, we had a case out of Nebraska. It's kind of a modern-day Brady Bunch situation. We had a married couple with a blended family. Two of their sons became farmers, and one of them rented the farm from his parents, and the other one used the grain bins on the farm without paying rent. And sure enough, after a number of years of no payment from one of the brothers, the parents and the brother sued the brother that hadn't been paying, the son/brother that hadn't been paying rent for unjust enrichment. It ends up in court. It's an absolute mess, and the court sorts out the damages, and there were damages that had to be paid. So you hate to see these family situations degrade into this, but this is just an example of not doing, with respect to a family member, what you would have done if it would have been a non-family member. You would have charged them rent for the use of the grain bin. And that favoritism caused problems. They ended up in court, parents suing child, brother suing brother, and it was an absolute mess.
That was Kansas State University law professor Roger McOwen with why it is valuable to try to treat a family farming business as a traditional business. Working as a family can be positive, but it can also make it difficult to make tough decisions when it involves family members. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Back-to-school season is also ragweed season, a double whammy for a child with allergies, and one may impact the other. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 14th, the 226th day of the year. Comedian Steve Martin turned 78 today, and this was VJ Day in 1945 when the surrender of Japan was announced, ending World War II. Do you have a child who suffers from hay fever? You might want to consider how it affects their performance in school. A study in Norway concluded that students with allergies scored lower on tests when exam days coincided with high pollen counts. 1 in 10 students with hay fever scored a grade lower when pollen increased by a standard deviation. If there's any news to make you breathe easier, it's that fall allergies may not be as consequential as springtime allergies when college placement exams are taken. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY, 62 and sunshine. With a north-northwest wind today, temperatures will likely remain in the 70s.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Sports Commission says they are working hard to try and extend and continue having the Big 12 Basketball Conference tournament within the Kansas City area past their contractual date of 2027.
We're actively working with the Sports Commission and the Big 12 Conference to make Kansas City the home of the Big 12 tournament, both men's and women's, for a long period of time. As you can imagine, once teams have been added, we have to adjust and amend the timing and the number of games that we play to accommodate the additional teams.
That was the T-Mobile General Manager Jay Cooper on KSN News. Well, they say right now the men and women are set to play at the arena between 2024 and 27. But beyond that, they say it's unknown, and they're working to try and keep that in the area. As Kansas City Sports Commission President and CEO Kathy Nelson says that it means a lot to the community, and Kansas City is the heart of the Big 12 Conference. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's time to celebrate independence and kick your summer off with a bang with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. We're going to help you celebrate with savings of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford car, truck, or SUV in stock. That gives you a total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with financing as low as 0% APR. With a great selection, big discounts, and low financing offers, buying your new Ford has never been easier at Rusty Eck Ford. Save big with discounts of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford in stock. Financing as low as 0% APR or total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference today at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees. Discount off new Fords in stock. Excludes Bronco, Mach-E 23C083, MSRP 77990. 1,000 discount plus 8,900 rebate. Sale price 68090. 0% APR financing for 36 months. On select models upon Ford credit approval. Payment of 4778 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 7/30/23.
It's officially time for the fall school semester across the state of Kansas, with many school districts either back in action or starting up again here in the next week or so. But there's one concern with the return of the students in the classroom, with many athletic directors concerned about referee shortages when it comes to the athletics for the fall sports. As according to many athletic directors across the state, they say between the aging out and retiring of many referees and the little pay, they're concerned about filling the slots.
A lot of our officials are older and they're just aging out. They're just retiring, and that's really where the shortage comes into, like teaching and everything else like that, because a lot of officials are actually educators, which a lot of people don't realize. And so as that population gets a little older, we just need to fill it in with a younger population.
That audio from KSN News, where he says not only is pay an issue and with the ongoing retirees of the late generation of referees, but also a concern of the sportsmanship towards referees from some of the parents. According to Keisha, they are working on trying to create regulations regarding the sportsmanship and find ways to recruit new referees across the state.
KNDY.
You said what you had to say,
would come as a surprise. You were right, honey, you were right. You told me nothing I could do was gonna change your mind. I knew then you'd be right again. But when you said we were through, I knew that wasn't true. That's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong. Deep down inside, love lingers on. It won't let go. It's still too strong. That's where. Myself, I have to learn to leave the past behind. Looking back, I'm sure of that. I say I'd be much better off without you on my mind. Girl, it's true, but what can I do? When I think these thoughts will end, my heart says thank again.